What is that? Mr. Bad Weekend in the fucking house. Heyoka King podcast. I'm your host, as always, Ryder King. Today we'll be talking about hanging out and being in a good mood. Just this microphone here. Have you ever just been like looking at the world and the vast need for survival by individuals per capita to the government that establishes themselves over them? And from where I come from, supposedly a country where the government is supposed to be ruled by the people, we often find ourselves finding technical loopholes that allow government to take more power into their hands. And it's just like constant consecutive structures in which we do this. You'd ask yourself, why wouldn't the world just invest all of its funds into just trying to be a better place and try to make... Because it's a competition. It's competitive. People don't want to live in a great world. They want to live in a world where they have the ability to ascertain, the motive, the push, the pull. Technological advancements are usually made in weaponry, weapons of mass destruction, cyber technology. You know, when do we find a way to make a more sustainable life with our ecosystems or with our actual fucking, water supplies and food rationing? What we do is, instead of focusing on problems, we scapegoat them with unreliable solutions that don't actually benefit anyone. And sometimes we try to pretend that the world is actually better. It still remains the shitty place in which it was, but these companies and government organizations now profiteer off of each other and then skyrocket their own empires. Well, you got people lying around trying to sexualize themselves or draw all their attention to themselves for the sole benefactor of an income to make their survivability go up, just so they can flourish. You gotta ask yourself, is that like what life really is, though? Spending every moment in desperation to try to get what is needed to survive. You think it would just be accessible, but that's not how the world works, no. We have these divine aspects of fucking around, finding out. But easily enough, time degrades itself. Time erases the mistakes of the past. And you can't really find yourself in a room anymore in a past structure utilizing past technology. You can't lie to yourself and say that the entertainment's comfort anymore, because the whole world flourishes in the sense of modernism. So to abstract to yourself from modernism is to find retro devices that no longer have a way of being plugged in, no longer have a way of being utilized. Unless you spend more money, but in the long run you always just feel more alone. The AC cable cord back in the day. Now this puppy was designed strictly for easy operation of plug that shit in and then it works. However, the AC adaption cord became outdated once RGB hyperlink came out, and then after that, the HDMI. We had the RGA cords too, but the RGA cords, had their setbacks of only being with the most undesirable systems. Maybe I just get stressed out because I don't know how to live my life in a world where, you know, everything's bent on to find out what to be popular doing in the moment. Originality's tossed out for shallow attempts to fit in, and shallow personalities commandeer their egos through their looks and through their minor achievements of acquisition. We get angry because power stems literally through my own mind until my body feels weak. I've walked many paths of life in my time, moving around, seeing how things work, like human interaction, learning how you can stretch yourself to be a better person. And I've had my own setbacks, but I don't really know what the point is to do anything. If people will offer me the fear that it's all going to end soon, why would I try to apply myself for some sort of future that they make sound like won't exist? Lou, there it is. The pectoral pain. You gotta do your best to become a better person. I took sustainable amounts of damage to my core for some reason. So the only thing you can do is they recommend to stay in motion to keep moving. Ooh, I don't know what the motion of life is. I don't know much. I don't know how to entertain myself. I have become blistery to the world. But I don't truly know what freedom is. Because I live life in anger and abscess of the past. I don't know what people do. I don't know what path there is. Can I seriously just go do some fucking bowling bullshit, financing bullshit? I don't know how people get there. Everyone will always tell you, yo, I know a way to make a lot of money, but not tell you what it is. They just talk about how much money they make. So actively, it's just more fuck around and find out in that. I don't know if that's really what I want to do. Just constantly hang out, do the same thing, old. Nothing new. It's just stress. The fuck out. Because when I try to be happy and smile, it sounds like I just fucking can't. Doing my best. Everywhere I go, it gets more difficult. on this quest. I just can't seem to ever feel full. Because every time I attempt to do something better,
it's temporary and bullshit.
I just want to feel happy.
But I can't. No, no. They don't understand. I've spent just enough time trying to figure it out. Let me tell you something. I've only been stressed. I have actually had people that I've known that I've been friends with get in relationships. And when that person's not, you know, their relationship's rocky on the rocks, instead of hearing me out, they just wanted to have sex. I've had that too. All kinds of people. It's like the distraction is just given in to desire in the moment. But I want something better than that. I don't want to just be someone's, you know, rebound one-night stand bullshit. I want to hang out and see shit, do things. Fuck a relationship. Fuck anything like that. I just want to experience things with other people. Because relationships are kind of boring for me. Unless I'm making the entertainment, they're not entertained. And their idea of entertainment is wait for someone else to buy or do something for them. I guess I just really want to have some fucking fun at some point. These fucking stickers. Am I actually some sort of cold-hearted menace for viewing the world in such a corrupt view? Thinking to myself, is this really what it is? Spent way too much time trying to figure that out. Trying not to be a follower. Every day I'm getting hollower with my own scope of view. All I've ever seen is me and you, but now you're gone. It's like everything's gone wrong. And all I can think about is, who do I need to be happy? Who do I need to not be mad? What do I have to do in my life to make it in the end that I ain't half bad? What do I have to do to feel sorry for all the things I did long ago? Because every time I ask, I got no answers to show. Fuck around and find out. To lands unknown. Doing my best to not get dethroned. My own position, peace in my head. Everything is so much dread. I really am doing my best, but it sounds like this isn't what they intend for me to be happy. How the fuck am I supposed to socialize with someone if I put in all this effort and their only standstill is that, you know, they're just great because their ego said so? Friends, you know, I can't talk to a person and make a friend of them because I try to just have conversation with them. I don't know what I have to say. Maybe some people just don't want to be friends with people they think are less fortunate than them. In other senses, you know, having some sort of romantic entanglement and something I don't know how to enjoy either. I guess most of my relationships is when I was doing drugs. So I guess it's really kind of hard for me to experience and hand out love. I've been stabbed in the back so many times before. Now the only thing I know how to do is get and create a hurt. You don't want to understand. I'm drinking water and working out. 12:34 at night isn't the same as 3 a.m. Doing everything that I can to feel better. But I think I've got as far as I fucking can. I don't know. Because this life is very unique. To find yourself deeper and deeper and deeper in a more foreign land after another, only experiencing harsh truths, dark realities, now I don't know if I'm human or if I'm just someone that's alive. Because I really do my best to feel not like shit. But I guess that's the fucking problem, huh? Because it gets difficult sometimes doing your best. The world gets bad. Shit gets tough. I don't know what to do. I never feel like I can get enough. Trying my best to have fun every single day, making my head feel more spun. Would you understand what I want to do if it just meant being happy, me and you? This world is a sick, diseased thing filled with self-propagation because we've forgotten to be fair and lenient. And rather only indulge those that are tenacious. Hyuga King used to be filled with a willingness of light and healing, going into the towns, distributing magic devices that he would set in his little magic workshop wizard room. These devices would not only heal, but would counteract the distribution of evil. But he just didn't feel alive anymore. Why make some sort of abstract device for a world that doesn't want to get healed? You can heal the world as much as possible, but there'll always be someone with some sort of tyrannical sense that distributes the power only to himself. You'd think it would be that simple to just live on the planet and be nice to each other and not try to fucking blow it up and poison it. But some people just really like to have the best technology. And they just don't want to share it. Other people want to buy out all the food rations in the world. Same shit. I don't know what to do, man. Because I feel a little hollow at times. Because I've pushed myself so far only to be like, was any of it worth it? What is this? Bruises from working out. My body's falling apart because I've become still. And in my stillness, I've become injured. And in my injured state, I've assumed of weakened stature, and in my weakened stature, I've decayed mentally in my mental decay. I just don't know what's left. So the only thing I do is I just pass by the time, never feeling complete ever again. But I guess I can smoke nicotine and struggle. What is the point of trying to work into a job with an arrogant boss that knows they make more money than you and completely sanctifies themselves in their inactivity? Then looks at you with some sort of terminal wrath that you are some sort of problematic piece of shit for not being a closed-minded follower. What is the point of trying to live in this world if all they want you to do is what they tell you to do? I want more out of this fucking place. I'll admit, I want to feel strong. I want to feel great. I've had people take my shit, take it apart, make it trashed. It didn't matter how angry I got. It didn't matter how brash.
did my best to always be there for the team. But I guess it wasn't the same for me, it seems. Oh, Mr. Bad Weekend. I don't want to baby my drug addict roommates. I don't want to nurture a wounded heart in which all I have to do is put money into. I want to have love and a family. I'm just scared that having a family, from the experience I've seen, is that my wife would cheat. It doesn't really matter how hard you work. I guess they get bored. So as I sat there and I realized, from not even my own personal experience, but an outward view of other people's experiences, that morals and faithfulness don't exist. People are just evil, but they want to have fun with their evil. You can't be evil of someone if you have nothing to fucking offer them. But not all people are this way. Some people are actually still divine in their morals and just stick to a life of doing the right thing because they want to see the golden principle go into fruition further. Menacing boredom and the world so dead. Hanging out. Send a message. Nothing. Hanging out in a world filled with sticks and failing businesses. And that's it. I don't really know that many people, but the people that I have met, I don't know them either. That adds to the equation is that the world would rather hide behind their mask. And as soon as you start to show who you are as a person, you know, the world will punish you for your personality. The world will try to determine that you, not being stuck in the fathomable acquisition of making funds for others so you can have a little bit of funds for yourself, it breaks down to quite the level of unreasonable bullshit. I don't want to play fucking Fortnite to make money. I want to be able to enjoy myself and go outside and see the world and have nature. I don't want to go to some school and have everyone just assume that I have limitations. I'm not driven enough because I don't have enough ambition. I don't have enough ambition because, you know, it doesn't seem like there's much of a challenge presented to me in the modern times. I honestly feel like I'm wasting my potential, but I don't have a way to get my potential further because it doesn't seem like anything that can be offered to me right now is good enough. So I just don't know what to do anymore. I get pretty upset about that. How can I be the problem in a world that really just has its own problems and needs a scapegoat with something to abstract itself from their own guilt? Why do I continue to talk to people that are shallow? Is that all that's left? Is there more to life than just finding comfort in your house? Could I adventure instead? I told this dude that I didn't want to date his fucking niece. And his niece was like, I love you. And I spent one day hanging over. We had sex in the state park and I didn't even finish. Because the police showed up. Spent one day with someone of zero personality and they're completely consumed by the fact that I hadn't even an ounce of some. I want to be the other way around. I want my friends to be driven enough to not want to sit around the house and just smoke and drink all day. I want them to have the same drive to want to better themselves. To not settle for part-time or living in, you know, low-income housing. I want people around me to feel good. I want people around me to feel uplifted, to want to do better. But I don't really think I live in that kind of spot right now. I don't live in the kind of spot to want to feel and do better. The amount of money I make doesn't seem like I'm making enough money to truly survive. So I had the chance of going into the military, the sort of work towards, you know, a nice startup bonus. But then I have to be able to get into the military, which is the tough part. The military isn't necessarily easy to get into, I suppose. So I'm stuck wondering if I should try to join the military after I get my driver's license back, or try to do it before I get my license back, so I at least have the time to get all the practice under the way. I really am doing my best to not feel like I'm not disciplined enough to want to feel like I can do better than what I once already was, to feel better than I'm doing now, to feel like the limitless nature can still continue. And I feel everyone should do this, but I'm really just in a tough spot because I don't know how to do the next step, because it seems like I'm kind of trapped. Purposely shrouding myself to be a follower for the satiation of the current agenda of the world. And the current agenda of the world is to find comfort. But I don't have the means to feel comfortable anymore. I definitely just feel like I'm wasting my time. I don't want to get angry. I don't want to get mad. I can't tell people what I want. They don't understand. I can either make my fucking rent and graciously move by with the sub amount of money that I can acquire, or just wait until the weather's better and get... It's just bullshit. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to access what to do. And I just feel like I'm astray from the world. How is it that someone of less intelligence than me can figure out how to do it? I'm not arrogant, but I'm not dumb. I'm not stupid. People have less intelligence these days, and that's abundant. But they have it because they don't want to learn. You know, I've always paid attention to everything I could and tried to learn as much as I could. So I know I'm not dumb, so I'm not going to say that I had to be stupid. Am I ignorant about some shit? Yeah, but I'm not stupid. But everything's tough for me. But, you know, then I'm also told that, you know, people don't always tell the truth about how they've gained their success. And from what I see, a lot of people that have houses that are now single and were married, you know, they got a house with somebody and then just got stuck on the mortgage with it. More people you think that have nice houses have nothing inside of those houses. And people with nice cars, from my experience, often, you know, don't actually have any money and are constantly in debt trying to pay off for their nice, lavish lifestyle. The only thing you can do is get a better job so you can get more expensive, nice, stupid shit that you don't need. So you have a better way of paying for those nice, expensive things. But I just want to be able to eat some fucking food and have a good time and hang out with people. I don't know if people share that logic anymore. Because I'm not a follower. Because I'm not the materialistic kind. When I was arrogant, I had the world, but I let it crumble through the small toothpick holes of my own self-destruction. I wasn't crafting because I got too arrogant and I stopped doing stupid shit after it was already just too late to even really think that it would be beneficial anymore. So I don't know what I'm doing. I'm giving up things for small shit that I don't need. Giving up everything so I can feel a little bit better about what I'm doing.
but I don't really think I'm doing much. In fact, I'm just always constantly stressed out. This is the Heel King podcast coming back in the new year.